This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Little by little, Riverside Park is starting to take shape to be a recreational boost for the city of Caseville. The Caseville City Council will be conducting a special meeting at 3 p.m. on Thursday, September the 25th. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve the $120,925 bid from Booms Construction for a fishing pier and a sidewalk at Riverside Park as part of the Department of Natural Resources DNR Trust Fund grant. The council's also expected to approve the bid of $14,788 from Mauer Electric Incorporated to do some electrical work and lighting along the fishing pier as well as the sidewalks. The work is part of an effort to develop Caseville's Riverside Marina into the Riverside Park, which started about 3 years ago. And another local and regional news for today. The Emily City School District is getting ready to celebrate its homecoming, but first, an agreement has to be worked out with the city regarding special permits for the celebration. The Emily City Commission approved special permits for the school district's homecoming celebration that included a parade along with a pep rally downtown on September the 26th. The pep rally is from 4 to 6 p.m. with the parade at 5 p.m. The council also approved a permit to allow a food truck downtown for the event, which will be parked in the farmers market parking lot from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. The board also approved continuing to meet in the Educational Service Center for the 2025 through 2026 fiscal school year on the fourth Monday of each month at 7 p.m. with the exception of December, as well as May and June, when the meetings will instead be on the third Monday because of holidays on those 3 months. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. There's a reason Al Hansen's is the Thumb's premier used auto dealer. Al Hansen Motors provides a powertrain warranty on every vehicle on our regular lot. Al Hansen Motors also is the only used auto dealer with a full-line service department. And at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our lot is open to reasonable negotiation. This week's feature vehicle starts with a 2023 Ford Escape Platinum. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded, with options like remote start, Bluetooth, heated leather seats, heated steering wheel, power liftgate, and a ton more. It has 34,000 miles, and I'm asking $27,980. Next up is a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, and it has remote start, Bluetooth, heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, and only has 45,000 miles. I'm asking $24,980. And on our economy lot, I have two new arrivals. The first is a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive with 92,000 miles. I'm only asking $9,980. And wrapping up, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It runs and drives, but needs some parts. With 198,000 miles, I'm asking $7,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Authorities say a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a roof onto a U.S. immigration and custom enforcement location in Dallas. The man killed one detainee and wounded two others in a transport van before then taking his own life. The van was shot at while in the facility's Sallyport on Wednesday. A law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity identified the suspect as Joshua Yan. The FBI said ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging. The agency says it's investigating the shootings as an act of targeted violence. Authorities say no ICE agents were injured and the surviving detainees were in critical condition. And another national and international news. China, the world's largest carbon-polluting nation, has announced a new climate-fighting goal of cutting emissions by 10% by 2035. up from their original goal of just 7%. It came as more than 100 world leaders lined up Wednesday to talk regarding the increased urgency and need for stronger efforts to curb heat-trapping gases. With major international climate negotiations in Brazil just 6.5 weeks away, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres convened a special leaders' summit during the General Assembly in order to focus on climate change exclusively. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.